Blog Talk Radio.
Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and we'll start reading at verse 2. It says, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, time of war and a time of peace. What profit has he that worketh in that wherein he labors? I have seen the travails which God has given to his son, to the sons of men, to exercise in. Let me say, sheep, and I'm going to stop there at verse 9 or verse 10. We read to you Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 2 through 10. So Ecclesiastes is spelled Ecclesiastes 3, verses 2 through 10. us have a quick prayer to our Heavenly Father, who has been wonderful to us this week. Father in heaven, I thank you for the time that you have made me. Let me rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon me, as well as given me life and choosing me out of all the people in the world you could have chosen. And whatever I am to feed your sheep, do your will that you told me to do. Let me be good at it. Let me do my best. And my best sometimes seems to be my worst, but I'm doing it anyway. Father, I thank you for all the people that you have chosen to do your work. I ask that you give them the courage if they haven't done your work, if they are slow to do your work. Please give them, they want to do your work. They may have been just like I was. I was afraid and scared to talk to the public. Bless them to find the means like I have found it. I found Blog Talk Radio through my niece, who had told me about this place where I could go and try to get this message out. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for giving us right mind and good health. Father, people could have been anywhere in the world doing something else, but they chose to listen to me. And I thank you so much for that. And I ask that you talk with Blog Talk Radio. I am not computer savvy. I don't know what the switchboard wants me to do, although I know what I want them to do to remove this message that they have set up on my screen that I don't know how to take down. Father, keep us away from Satan and let us not do as Adam. You told him not to eat of that fruit, and I don't know what that fruit was or what it was. I want to know. You told him not to do it, and he did it. Father, we sheep are trying to do what you told us to do, what you have told us to do. I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. And I thank you for just taking care of us and keeping the devil away who wants to harm us. I don't know why you sent him to earth. You could have sent him to some other place, but you sent him to earth, and we just got to do better. If we are given a task, we have to say no to him and yes to your will. Although some people may be slowful, but give them courage and strength and the boldness to do your will. In Yeshua's name, I ask and I pray that you will bless us, prosper us, and keep us safe from Satan. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, amen. And I thank you for allowing me to have that prayer with you. Now, Sheep, I think that we are on Job chapter 22. I think that's where we are. Let me turn to my Bible. Yeah, and hopefully you will allow me to see these letters in this Bible better than I'm seeing right now. Also, I should tell you, I had told you months ago to you the feast of our Father. Our Father in heaven wants us to know his speech. We should not know man-made feasts like we do. Like they tell us to celebrate Easter, Christmas, and Thanksgiving. But those are not your feasts, Father. Your feasts are the Sabbath day, which I try with all my might to observe, as well as the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the last great day. Now, I need to learn those as well as the other sheep who are listening to me. They are to learn this. The Sabbath day, the Passover, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the last great day. Those are the days that you have given us to remember and to do those. Father, there are many people beginning to do what you have told them to do and told us to do. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for letting us black folks, or a lot of us, begin to come together and understand what you have said to us in the Bible. I am so glad to see that or hear that they are reading their Bibles, and, you know, as well as listening to me on occasion. I thank you for that by myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest is what? It is the Sabbath day. Thank you. You are so smart. You are to do what with it? That's right. You are to keep it holy. So what day is the Sabbath? You're correct again. It is Saturday, which was taken away from us years ago, and he wanted us to follow Sunday, and we are following on a Sunday. Most people are. They do not celebrate Saturdays, and you told them to do that. And the fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Saturday starts on Friday evening, like it is right now. It's Friday evening, and it is going to end on Saturday evening. You seek to have your three P's ready. That they are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down for your remembrance scriptures or anything that I say to you. I want you to remember that. And I turn to Psalms 22. I was supposed to turn to Job chapter 22. And I'll start reading from there. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting me get to the right page. Please help me to see better. Oh, God. Let's turn to Job chapter 22. It says in verse 1 of chapter 22, then Elizabeth, the Temanite, answered and said, "Can a man be profitable unto God? As he that is wise may be profitable unto himself, it is my pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous, or it is gain to him that thou makest thy way perfect. Will he reprove thee?" Or that is rebuked you for the fear of thee? Will he enter with thee unto judgment? Is not thy works great, and thy iniquities infinite? Is endless. Infinite is endless. But thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped him naked of their clothing. Hast thou not given water to the weary, and thou hast withholding bread from the hungry? But as far as the mighty man, he has had the earth and the honor, able men to dwell in it. Thou hast sent widows away empty. Arms of the fatherless have been broken. Thou hast sneers and roundabout thee, and sudden fears troubleth thee. Father, thank you for having me see better. I really see better. I need to see better. Oh, darkness, that thou canst not see, abundance of water covers thee. Is not God in the heights of heaven? And behold, the heights of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doeth God know? Can he judge through the dark clouds? Thick clouds are the covering of him that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. Excuse me. See if I had to belch. As thou makest the old way which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overthrown with a flood, which said unto God, "Depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them?" Let me read verse 17 again. I know it should sound better, or let me see. "Which said unto God, Depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? Yet he filled their houses with good things, and the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire casteth, the fire consumeth. acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto you. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquities and that sin or wickedness far from thy tabernacle. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophrah as the stones of a brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For thou shalt, verse 26 again, thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and thou shalt hear thee. And thou shalt pray, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. Well, that is the end of chapter 22. I hope that our Father gives you understanding. I hope that he will give me understanding. I pray that he gives me the understanding he gives to you all. Let's go into chapter 23. Thank you, Father. Help me to see better. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. And oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I know the words which he would answer me and would understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would end me. There the righteous might dispute with him. So I should deliver thee for even from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but not he. Let me read verse 8 again. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backwards, but I cannot precede him. Well, that's fine, him. The word there is precede, but I think he wants to find him. On the other hand, where he doeth work, hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Well, maybe he's trying me with my sight. Maybe I will come forth as gold. Help me to see better, my Father. Verse 11. My foot has held my steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth. I have esteemed the words of his mouth before my necessary food. Verse 13. But he is in mind, and who can turn him? And what is his soul desires, even that he doeth? For he performeth the thing that I appointed for me, and mighty such things are within him. Therefore, I am troubled at his presence when I consider I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither has he covered the darkness from my face. Well, that is the ending reading of chapter 23. And I hope everyone that's listening to me will get an understanding of what has been read. Looking at this board, I see that I have no listeners, but perhaps someone will listen, or they will call in another day at another time and listen to this program. Let me start reading. It says, "Why, seeing times are not hidden from the Almighty, do they that know him not see his ways, or see his days? Some remove the landmarks, they violently take away flocks and feed them, and feed, drive away the asses of the," and the ass means donkeys, "of the fatherless. They take the widow's oxes for a pledge. They turn the needy out of the way. The poor of the earth hideth themselves together. Behold, while asses," that means donkeys, "in the desert, go therefore to their works, betimes for a prey. Wilderness yields food for them and for their children." And let me see if I can find out. But that word means times. I don't know what that word means. I should look it up. They reap everyone his corn of the field, and they gather the vintage of the wicked. They cause the naked to lodge without clothing. They have no covering in the cold. they are wet with the showers of the morning of the mountains, and they embrace. Let me read verse 8 again. Are wet with the showers of the mountain and embraces the rocks for want of a shelter. They pluck the fatherless from the breast and take a pledge of the poor. They cause them to go naked without clothing and pray, and they take away the sheep from the hungry. The sheep from the hungry. Verse 11, which maketh oil within their walls and tread their wine presses and suffer thirst. Men groan out of the city, and the soul of the wounded cries out, yet God layeth not folly to them. They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the way thereof, neither nor abide in the path thereof. The murderer rising with the light killeth the poor and the needy, and in the right is as a thief. Let me read verse 14 again. Perhaps you can see it better and read it for yourself better. The murderer rising with the light killeth the poor and the needy, and in the night is as a thief. The eye also of the adulterer waiteth for twilight, keeping twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and discuss his face. In the dark they dig through houses which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light, for the morning is to them even as the shadows of death. One knows them. They are in the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the waters. Their portion is cursed in the earth, and beholdest not they of the vineyard. Drought and heat consume the snow waters. Grave those which have sinned. The wound shall forget him. Let me read verse 20 again. The wound shall forget him. The worm shall feed sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered, and wickedness shall be broken as a tree. His evil entreated the barren that bears not, and does not good to the widow. He goes unto the mighty with his power. He rises up, and no man is sure of life. Through though it be given him to be in safety, whereon he rideth, yet his eyes are open, his eyes are upon their ways. They are exalted for a little while. They are gone and brought down. They are taken out of the way of all the others. Let me read verse 24 again. They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought down. They are taken out of the way of taken out of the way as all others, and cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. And if it be not now, who will make me a liar and make my speech worthy? That ends the reading of verse or chapter 24. I hope you get a reading of what was read. I hope you get an understanding of what was read. And let's go to chapter, I want to read chapter 25. Then answered Bildad the Shuhamite and said, dominion fear are with him. He maketh peace in his high places. Is there any number of his armies, and upon him doeth not his light arise? How then can man be justified with God? Or how then can a man clean that is born of a woman? Behold, even to the moon, and it shineth not, yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. How much less man is that is a worm, and the Son of Man, which is a worm. Let me read verse 6 again. How much less man that is a worm, in the Son of Man, which is a worm. I don't know. I have read to you chapter 25, and I pray that you sheep that are listening get an understanding of what has been read to you. Now, let us all have a word, a closing word, a prayer to say. Father, I thank you for this day and every day. We sheep and everyone else who is listening come to you as humble as we know how. And some of those are not humble, but they should be, because you are the maker of them as well as the world. Thank you for keeping watch over us. And thank you for keeping Satan away from us. Thank you for your protection, even in our sleep, as well as when we are alive. In Yeshua's name, we sheep thank you, as always. And if James chapter 4, verse 15. If this is the Lord's will, I will be back to you next week. Thank you, sheep. I love you as well as my Father in heaven loves you. Now, I ask that you go to Amazon and purchase my three books that I have on there, The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant by Sondra Harris. That's Sondra Harris. I also want you to purchase this book. I don't know if it is on Amazon, but I will tell you the name of the book is How to Eat and Live Longer by Reginald J. E. M. D. You can also order his book at www.liveelonger.com. Thank you so much for listening to me. The next week, I want you to read chapter 26. And I will read as much of the Bible to you as I can.
Help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Now, I didn't hear as much laughter this time.
To love one another.
But I did hear some.
That heaven might find.
I don't know why.
A place in their heart. Jesus,
read chapter 26.
He won't let you down.
If you
and I know he. You've got to walk on.
That's right. You got to walk on through temptation.
Walk on through temptation. Because he loves. And his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth. And his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus.